Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we thank you for giving us discernment and understanding of the things that are happening in the world. And why are these things happening? Why is such craziness out there, Lord? Give us good discernment, Lord, about what is coming to pass here and what we can do about it. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, saints. I'm sure this is probably a statement that you can understand. The beast is devouring the earth. We've never seen such craziness in our lifetimes out of government and such demon possession that's going forth at a geometric rate to take over this world with such corruption, such conscienceless leaders. And, of course, we've had firsthand experience with this, with the faction and the witchcraft and the slander and all these things, because as I've said before, it's the exact same spirits doing the exact same thing. And when people listen to slander and they believe it, which, you know, there's a large portion of people out there that don't have access to the internet, to the conservative right. The only thing they listen to is what the mainstream media, which is being bought by the CIA, paid by the CIA, I'm talking about the branch of the CIA that belongs to the deep state. They're bought and paid for, and since they're bribed and since they've given in to that sin, they've been totally possessed by these demons. Others have been bribed, others have been threatened and given in, et cetera, et cetera. It's a beast. It's a terrible beast taking over. In our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times, I talk somewhat about all of this takeover of the earth. And much of what's there has been written there for quite a few years now. And I'd like to share just a little bit of it with you, and so we can think about this thing and understand. You know, I used to wonder how could the whole world turn against Christianity and buddy up to Islam. Well, you know what? It's happening. And it makes absolutely no sense except that we're dealing with supernatural powers that men can't do anything about. You know, even the people on the right in our government, even the president, they don't understand what they're dealing with here. That it's not men. They see the craziness. They know it must be some kind of disease. They've mentioned that, but and it is a disease of sorts. But they don't know what they're dealing with, and they're not dealing with it in the fashion that they need to. That's why, of course, they need us who see the spiritual aspect and are able to deal with the principalities and powers, because we've been given authority over them. For this period of time, we have the ability, by the grace of God, to come against them and win for this particular period of time. There are going to be some setbacks. And we've talked about the setbacks. We've talked about the deep state striking back, you know, as they go and collect people for the Gitmo situation or whatever, you know. But the beast was, as you can see, in great control over the earth. And still exercises tremendous control, even to the extent of taking people from the right and bringing them to the left, and them suddenly becoming demon-possessed. Now, we've seen that. Even in the conservative news, we've seen people taken out like that. And it's because we're not dealing with reasoning. You could never reason these people into the left. It has to be a demon possession. And but the beast has its heart set on devouring the earth. Satan's plan is that the Antichrist beast is to take over the earth by possessing the head first, which is the U.S. It's the head of the world beast. It's, and I've said that many years ago, and it's written in Hidden Manna for the End Times, that they wanted to possess the head of the beast in order to control the body of the beast. And the beast is a one world order. We see it as the deep state shadow government whose elite leaders are Satanists. And many of the people under them are Satanists. Some of them are just greedy, and some of them are just, have a political angle on this thing because they know that if they bring in the Muslims, they'll vote for them. They don't see a possibility that that American people would naturally vote for them without an invasion. So they're cooperating in this invasion. They don't realize it is an invasion of demon spirits from hell. They don't realize that. The globalist one world order is the coming together of the beast kingdom. Through the saints' prayers and warfare, Satan has received a temporary defeat because he's moving too quickly. He's too soon. However, the revival of this beast will come in two stages, as I've said, long, long time ago. First, the dragon in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, and then the beast of the second 3.5 years. This is a two stages of growth of the beast taking over, of the mark of the beast taking over. As you know, the mark of the beast comes in the middle of the tribulation, and it's a mark upon the people who have the nature of the beast. It's a nature that's within, that's being identified from without. And portions of our book, Hidden Manna, give prophetic revelations and a glimpse into the nature of this beast and where it comes from and how it's taking over mankind. A couple of chapters are most important. Hidden Manna for the End Times, who is the Antichrist beast? It gives you an idea of the nature of the beast. And then also the next chapter, which is chapter 11, Beast, Covenant, and Abomination, gives you some spiritual revelations that agree with everything that I've taught from the very beginning concerning what this beast is all about, what it's doing, and so on. We, of course, have been given authority over the beast, but we're not given authority to do something contrary to God's will. There is a place for the beast in the kingdom, and it is to bring to the cross those who have ultimately refused to go there. Just like Jesus, the Roman beast took him to his cross. The harlot, the apostate system of Judaism, put their political pressure on the beast, and the beast took Jesus to the cross. And nothing has changed. It's still the method that God uses. So I'll just share with you portions of Hidden Manna. The term that I've used for a title in Hidden Manna is Antichrist Beast. And it covers a broad spectrum of Christians who use various terms to identify the same character. They don't know the corporate nature of that character. They don't understand it, but it's all through the Bible. There is now a corporate body of Jesus Christ. It's called the body of Christ. The body of Christ is a corporate body of people. The body of the beast is a corporate body of people too. And the Bible in the book of Revelation tells us plainly that that's true. But also let me say that Antichrist and beast are not synonymous. The scriptures teach that Antichrist speaks of the unregenerate spirit, while beast speaks of the nature that is born from the abyss and a body that this spirit dwells in on the earth. What I want to tell you is there is only on the earth two men, as Jesus said, a Christ and an Antichrist. One of them is filled with the spirit from heaven. One is filled with the spirits from the pit, right? And there's the body of Christ and the body of Antichrist. And the scripture teaches this, and nobody's paying attention. You know, if you're not willing to add to or take away from the word, you can look up the term Antichrist everywhere it is used in the Bible, and you'll get a revelation. If you don't add to it, you can't get the revelation that the traditions of men have passed on to us. In fact, you'll wonder where the traditional idea of Antichrist as an individual came from. Now, there are many individuals who are Antichrist, but they also make up a body of Antichrist, which the Bible teaches very plainly. So we need to respect only the scriptures. It's the only way to truth. The traditions of men have led us astray from the beginning. And among these verses, we're told how to tell who the Antichrist is. And I'm using the term, notice, the Antichrist. The scripture uses it. But look how it does use it. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God." Spirits. He's talking about spirits in men. Prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Notice that God speaks of discerning the spirits, plural, in men. And in verse 2, he goes on down to say, "Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Not has come in the flesh. It doesn't say that. Every spirit, where? In men, that confesses that Jesus Christ is in them is of God. And every spirit in men that doesn't confess that Jesus is in them, it's not of God. The question is not, has Christ come in the flesh, as some people have perverted this to say. It is he presently in the flesh of the people that you are discerning? And every spirit that confesses not Jesus is not of God. This, notice, every spirit that confesseth not Jesus, that in other words, that he has not come in that body, and he's not in that flesh, okay, this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard it cometh, and now is in the world already. Notice, the spirit of Antichrist has been around a long time, since the beginning. So, but what we can see from this is that every spirit spoken of here that is false is the spirit of the Antichrist. We're talking about a corporate body of spirits here. In a corporate body here. The Antichrist incorporates all whose spirit does not confess that Christ has come in them. That Christ is in them. You, verse 4, you are of God, my little children, and have overcome them. Well, now, notice he's talking about two groups of people that are the two different spectrums in the earth. You've overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Look, who is in you? The body of Christ. Well, Christ is in the body of Christ. Okay. But who is in the world? Everybody else. Everybody. Everybody whose spirit does not confess that Jesus has come in that body, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Notice, the spirit of Antichrist is only spoken of a corporate body. It's only spoken of there's no other place. Okay. So there's only two corporate spirits. He that's in you, that's the spirit of Christ, and he that's in the world, that's the spirit of Antichrist. There's only two men in the earth, as Jesus said. all are one in Christ because they have His Spirit. Galatians 3:28 says, you all are one in Christ Jesus. One in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:9 says, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Whoa. However, Solomon revealed that the corporate body of the beast has one common unregenerate spirit. Did you hear what I said? He revealed that the corporate body of the beast has one common unregenerate spirit. Ecclesiastes 3:18 says, I said in my heart, it is because of the sons of men. A little further, he said, that they may see that they themselves are but as beasts. They themselves are beasts. Yea, they have all one breath. The same Hebrew word for spirit. The same Hebrew word. They have all one spirit. And he's talking about a corporate spirit. The Holy Spirit first recreates in one corporate man the born-again, life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The born-again, life-giving spirit of Jesus from heaven. And then fills that spirit with himself. In other words, like the temple was created, and then it was anointed. Then the Holy Spirit came into it. But the temple was the temple first. It was outer court, holy place, and holy of holies. And so it had a spirit, but the Holy Spirit hadn't come to dwell in that spirit yet. But it had a spirit. Every man has a spirit. Some of them are regenerate, some are unregenerate. Some are born again, some are not born again. Okay, but that spirit needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit to guide it. Not that he can't guide from without. It's just there's a change of nature when he comes in. So a corporate body of unholy spirits also recreates in one corporate man a corporate spirit born from the abyss, the Antichrist. 1 John 5:19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one. One. We are of God, we are one body in Christ, but the whole world lieth in the evil one. Who is that? It's the beast. The beast is the body of man that is filled with the spirit and nature from below. Revelation 17:8. So what you're going to see and what we're going to say here is that there are a corporate body of demons from the pit that inhabit corporate bodies of men on the earth. There is a body and there is a spirit. You see? Now, this is hidden from most folks. It's hidden because it's not the letter, and people only have ears for the letter. It's the spirit of the word. And he's hidden it in a parable just like Jesus said he would. He's hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes, people that don't claim to know nothing. Like me, I don't know nothing. And if God didn't come to me and give me discernment and understanding, I just wouldn't have it. So a little further down in Hidden Manna, you can see that Satan is the deceiver of the whole world, the Bible says, Revelation 12:9. And rules in them through a body of demons from hell. Just like the Lord Jesus, by the way, rules in his body by his born-again spirit that's given to them and by the angels of God, right? The demons work for Satan and the angels work for God, both to the opposite purposes, right? So these demons from hell, recreate in each of the people of the world his own fallen Antichrist spirit. In this way, the corporate body of beast demon spirits are being birthed upon the earth in a corporate body of beast human spirits and souls. The body of Antichrist is from beneath, and the body of Christ is from above, as Jesus said. He said, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above." He was talking about religious people there who are from beneath. Well, I guarantee you there's a whole lot of people who worshiped these Pharisees and Sadducees, but they were not born again. They were playing religion, which proved because they did not know Jesus when he came. And so they didn't recognize him. They had no spiritual discernment. They were just following the rules. And, of course, they were breaking the rules commonly, but expecting their people to obey the rules. So this wicked world body is coming to maturity. First as the ten-horned dragon of the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, and then as the ten-horned beast of the second 3.5 years. Revelation 12 and 3 speaks of a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. 13 and 1 has a beast coming up out of the sea having 10 horns and 7 heads. These are actually progressive stages of the same beast. Okay, I'm going to prove that to you. We're going to see that these 10 horns are the leadership of the 10 continental divisions of the whole world. Remember, the whole world lieth in the evil one? Okay. So this corporate beast spirit from the abyss will rule the whole world through the 10 horns of the corporate beast body, the 10 horns. Some are receiving true revelations of this, but many do not understand them, and they're being blinded by the letter of their traditions. In 1976, Mary Kay Baxter had a vision, which she has shared in her book, A Divine Revelation of Hell. In the vision, Jesus took her to hell and showed her the corporate beast spirit. Hordes of demons were flowing out of its horns to rule over all of the earth. Okay, Jesus said, "Tonight, my child, we will go to a different part of the heart of hell. I want to show you about the horns and show you how they will be used to funnel evil spirits and demon forces up to the surface of the earth." That's exactly what I've been teaching for years before I ever read this. You know, it's astounding, you know, what God wants to show. I saw an old farmhouse, dead and gray looking. There was no life there. Death was everywhere. This is a portion of hell that Jesus is showing to her, right? Death was everywhere. I knew this farmhouse was part of hell. I watched as a huge man with extremely large muscles came out of the door. He was about 6 feet tall with a bulky build of a weightlifter. This strong man, the Bible calls him, right? The strong man is the corporate body of demons that Jesus cast out and bound for the sake of believers in Luke 11:19-26. His color, she said, was the same dead gray as the surroundings. In other words, death was everywhere. His flesh was like scales. Remind you of a dragon, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And his head was so large that his legs were bowed from carrying such a great load. His head was so large. It's a heavy weight, the head of this beast. If you think that's bad, look at the head of the beast on the earth, the body of this body of spirits in hell, the body on the earth. It's a heavy load. Okay. And the head of this beast, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you who the head of this beast is. And some of you are very patriotic and you're not going to listen. But the USA is the head of the beast. And the deep state, not the people necessarily, there are of course people that are demon possessed too, but the deep state shadow government is this head of the body of the United States, but the United States is the head of the body of the beast. Demon principalities over the nations are the head of this body of evil spirits. His feet, that was my thought, that was my sharing there. She went on to say, his feet were hoofed like the feet of a pig. His face was stern and evil, and he looked to be very old. The earth shook as he moved, and the horns were growing up out of the top of his head, large horns. A little further down, she says, I saw that his head was like a beast, a powerful, evil beast, full of destruction. Well, why is the Lord describing to her this as a beast? Because it is the beast. It's just the part from beneath, right? I saw the horns as they wound their way upward and ended in homes, churches, hospitals, offices, and buildings of all kinds all over the earth. The horns come from the pit. They come from the spirits that are inhabiting the humans on the earth. Two corporate bodies. Okay. The horns did great damage throughout the land. And yes, they have. And yes, they've done that. They're full of hatred. They're full of deceit. They're full of slander. They'll do and say anything to overthrow nations for their own greedy purposes. They want the one world order. They're seeking the one world order. They're working feverishly to fulfill the scriptures concerning the beast. The horns did great damage throughout the land. I saw the beast speak, and evil spirits were spit out on the earth. Out of this one corporate, this is again my thought, out of this one corporate spirit body, many demon spirits will come upon the world through its horns. She said, I saw many people seduced by these demonic forces and fall into Satan's snares. We are in a war, quote unquote. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, good against evil, quote unquote. I saw kingdoms arising out of the earth as millions of people began to follow these evil forces, which is happening. It's happening. There's a war between good and evil, between spiritual and carnal, between the beast and the Christ. I heard Jesus say, this is beginning to happen now. These things are and were and will be. This is not anything new. This is just the end product of all of this when the corporate body of mankind is at its greatest here at the end and this act is being carried out. Okay. They that worshiped the beast were many. I saw the world in the midst of a great tribulation, and I began praying with all of my heart, O Lord, help us, I cried out. Okay, that was just a tiny portion of chapter 10. Much information there. Hope you get to read it. And then Hidden Manna for the End Times, chapter 11, Beast, Covenant, and Abomination. Just going to pick out a little piece here and share it with you, which gives a good description. Although not familiar with this teaching, Kim had a vision on October the 19th, 2004, of the principality from the pit in the process of bringing to maturity its one world order body through the United States and President George W. Bush, which did come to pass. And she said, I prayed and I had a vision. I see Bush walking with what he thinks is Christ, but it's not Christ. I hope you got that revelation. I did back then. I said, no, that's not Christian. Okay. He is deceived. This is what the Lord said to her. Let me say that, like many so-called Christians, he is following another Jesus, another Christ. It's called Antichrist. She goes on to say, I see men whispering words in his ears, and they have wicked smiles. Then I sense a presence that chills me. I turn around in the spirit, and I see this creature. It almost looks metallic or metal and robotic at first. It's a dull gray, maybe, just like all the rest of the things down there in hell, you know. Its eyes roll around looking every way. I notice it is very slender, and I think that means because its body was not yet fully formed at that time, because the tribulation had yet to begin. That's when the body gets fully formed. She said, its arms are outstretched very far. I see its legs are like a grasshopper. It has long, straight hair that is all the same length and rests just below its shoulders. There is some kind of design on its torso, but it is not intricate. Its arms stretched out like tree branches, and there are branches on them that extend out. I see a branch in nearly every nation on the earth. It has some kind of power or connection to all nations. Notice that the branches here are like Mary Kay Baxter's vision of the beast whose horns went into and ruled all nations. She went on to say it has a long, thick tail, much like a dragon or some reptiles. My attention is drawn to its teeth. They are vicious and sharp and numerous. I hear a voice behind me say, they can crush iron to powder. And the last ten-horned beast of Daniel 7 had great iron teeth. She said, I see the powerful jaws begin to move almost mechanically and viciously and dreadfully, and I hear the voice again, it will crush the Christian's bones to powder. Quote, unquote. I see another vision of the creature coming out of the pit. It looks much more fleshly here. Okay, so when it comes out, it takes on a body of flesh. Right? I discern that it is a demon coming out of the pit. Well, let me say that the dragon beast is more fleshly here because it has almost come to maturity. It's growing in flesh. It's taking on a body. Right? She went on to say, which will happen at the beginning of the tribulation. No, I said that. Which will happen at the beginning of the tribulation. She says, I'm chilled and grieved as I watch this thing. I am weak. I look around to the angel who has been speaking to me. Who is this? I ask. Quote, it will have rule over the men of the world. It will harm mankind. The angel says. Notice that Kim saw an underdeveloped dragon, which will have rule, quote unquote, when it matures or fills out by having devoured the nations at the time the covenant is made. During the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, this dragon will rule over all mankind. That's what the angel said. Okay. Let me go on down a few pages in Hidden Manna, share another piece with you. It says, Let's look at another vision of Kim's on November 2004 of the one world order beast that will rule the world through the United States. And of course, my notes are in there. The Lord showed me a demonic power rising in the mid-United States, somewhere around Iowa. What does that sound like? In other words, the beast principality influencing the election and preparing to rule through the coming New World Order. She said, I began to pray on election night for Iowa was not going to be able to bring out its numbers until the next day sometime. This may have meaning. Yeah, it was a critical win and a turning point for Obama. As I prayed, I saw many things, but this is the thing that stands out the most. I see a demon that looks much like a stingray hovering over and flying to and fro over the United States. It is looking for a place to land. I move closer to it. It has the face of an angel. It looks identical to many angels I've seen. Then it looks over to me, and its face is suddenly changed into a very distorted and demonic face. What we see here is a deceiving spirit that will be seen by the world as godly, but will be recognized by true Christians. She said its skin is darker, and it has gnashing teeth. She's still talking about a spirit that's manifested through Obama. It screeches horribly. I've never heard this kind of a sound before. Then its face turns back to a handsome, angelic face again. Well, you've seen his heavenly face, I suppose. I asked the Lord, what is this? Then I hear a voice say, it's the face of a new nation. Yes, it's the new president and administration whose skin is darker and is somewhat worshipped by the whole world, which he was. It's a very cultish thing. This will make it possible for him to seek to change America's warlike image through seeking peace with their enemies, which is doomed to fail. And this, along with the economic catastrophe of losing half of the world's wealth in a year and a half, soon to be multiplied by the record-breaking drought in all the world's major breadbaskets, which they're working hard on. Don't know if you know that or not. They're stealing weather from the west coast of the United States, which is the breadbasket, and pushing it over to the east coast to drown out the farmers over here, destroying, in effect, both breadbaskets. With famine on the horizon, is forcing the world to unite to seek shelter in a Roman-style one-world order. They want to force people into the one-world order through this catastrophe that they are making. I visualize it landing. That is this beast. So she visualized it landing. And she said, when I see it land, it turns into a statue. I sense that people adore it and revere it as they do the Statue of Liberty or the American flag. It seems to be a patriotic symbol that is somewhat worshipped. It's alarming, folks, that when we saw the statues of Obama as Jesus and children in school told to pledge allegiance facing a full-sized image of him, notice that the head of the spiritual image of the beast will be in the United States, and it will be worshipped just as it was in Babylon. Both had the symbol of the eagle, and both are heads of all nations. It is the hidden principality that's bringing about this worship, just as Satan is the god of this world, the whole world. Okay, so she says, I see the face again, and the creature spreads out its long, dark wings. I ask, what are you going to do? And it says, rule. I ask, where? It says, America. I ask, only America? Because I'm wondering where it comes from. Then it spreads out its wings, and I see it fly over Europe all the way to the end of Asia, and as it stops in Japan. Hey, that's circling the globe. Why is he ruling in America? To rule the world. Notice, it stops on Japan. The only thing between Japan and us is water. I see myself looking down on Japan, and I feel a stab in my spirit. I nearly lose my breath. In response to whether it will rule just America, it circles the continents of the globe, bringing them under its wings. There's nothing but ocean between Japan and the United States. So then Kim again speaks, and she says, I see the creature looking at me. It looks Greek or Roman to me. Then, of course, we're talking about beast kingdoms here, the Grecian Roman beast, and both Grecian and the Roman were beasts that conquered God's people and ruled over God's people, and especially in Jesus' day, right? Then I see colors of pale blue in its wings. A light color blue keeps flashing before me, and a bleak gray color as well. My thought here was that pale blue is the color of both the Air Force One presidential aircraft and the United States, over which he rules. Also remember that Mary Baxter saw the beast as dead and gray looking. What is your name? I asked. I am All Nations, it says. Wait a minute, where did it say it was going to rule? Over America. Only America? No, then it circled the globe, right? I am All Nations, it says. So this is a revived Roman Empire of all nations. Some people don't believe in the revived Roman Empire, but look at the statue, that the image of the beast that Daniel saw raised up in his day. The feet were iron and clay, all the way back to the thighs, which were iron, which was the Roman Empire. They went all the way down the legs to the end time 10 toes, which were iron and clay. Clay was never in the original Roman Empire, and it represents Islam. Now, spread out among the toes. Did they spread out, folks? I wrote this a long time ago. Did they spread out among the iron of the old Roman Empire? The seed of the old Roman Empire was spread throughout the earth. And in between that was clay. So you got iron and clay mixed together, even though they don't mix good together. But they are together. And what's happened? Exactly what that said. A revived Roman Empire of all nations makes up the body of the beast. And with the United States as the head, as the harlot riding the beast, right? Yes, the harlot riding the beast. Babylon, the great eagle riding the beast. Interesting. Well, this is all coming to pass before our very eyes. A corporate body of demon spirits from the pit are inhabiting a worldwide body of fleshly men. This is the beast. It's spirit and it is fleshly body. As so is Christ, the body of Christ. It's one body, as we saw, one body, inhabited by the spirit of Christ as it's sown individually into us through the word of God. Remember what Jesus said his fruit was in Matthew 13. Remember what his fruit was? He said it was 30, 60, and 100-fold fruit of what? Of the word sown in their heart. Who is the word? Jesus Christ. He is being sown in the heart of the body of Christ, the true body of Christ. The rest don't care about the word. Even those that step out of Christ don't care about the word, you know. But he is a corporate body. He is inhabited by a spirit from heaven. They ate the manna. Man is what how that actually originally is. Man from heaven. Who is the man from heaven? Jesus Christ, the Word of God. They ate it. They lived. He in them brought forth life. Now I want to say, everything that's against Christ, against his teachings, against his word, is anti. It's anti-Christ. The whole world is in the evil one. And the evil one is in the whole world. We see people being taken over. We see their craziness. We've watched what they've done when they've listened to slander. It's driving them crazy. What is that? Demon spirits entering into them because of listening to something besides the truth. Slander is the primary method of spreading these demon spirits. If you sit and listen to it, contrary to Bible's commands, the Bible says a factious man after a first and second admonition refuse. In other words, you're supposed to correct him only two times and then refuse him. And that is because you're dealing with something very dangerous there. That factious spirit is very dangerous. It destroys families. It destroys anybody that gets around, a person that has it. So the revival of the Roman Empire in the time of the ten kings, the ten toes, right, which is in these days, right now it's the dragon is kind of wimpy. But we're coming to the tribulation in which it's going to be very strong. So I predict to you that even though they are getting smitten right now, they're going to strike back, and they may lose that too, all at the Red Sea. But ultimately, they're coming back in full force because it is the will of God. The Lord showed us his will. He wanted us to pray it in, and we've been doing that. We've been praying it in. We're not into politics. We really don't think that we're going to change the world by voting people in or getting people to vote somebody in or all that. That's all man's thing there. The Bible says in Romans 13, there's nobody that gets in there that God doesn't put them there. Even the wicked ones, he puts them there. He puts them there to bring us into chastening, bring us into trouble, to bring about the beast kingdom, to rule over the apostate people of God until they repent and go to their cross. And then what can the beast do with them? Nothing. Nothing. But this has a purpose. All of this has a purpose. What drives God's people to him? To look for a place of safety, which is in him. The beast does. The beast is all around us. You don't have to just look in Washington. The beast is all around us. It's a corporate body of people. They are one in spirit. They will agree with each other. They will agree with each other against you. Because Jesus said, you're going to be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now that's a miracle. Please think. Christians are relatively benign compared to the radical Muslims out there that are seeking to take over the world. They're bending to the Muslims. They're giving in to the Muslims. They're permitting them to take over the world. They've been invaded, and they haven't got sense enough to know it. And this is from a pit from the beast in the pit that they're being invaded and taken over. These are demon spirits that are enforcing their will upon the people who agree with these for selfish purposes or not. I mean, if you need voters, well, sure, bring them in. Never mind that they're going to destroy and kill and murder, spiritually speaking, more people than they do physically. It's going on. It's happening. And it won't be stopped. This is temporary, and we're so glad that the Lord is giving us time through Trump and his administration, and that he'll be given victory for a time in order to give us time to bring the church together, to build the temple of God, to get things prepared, right? We've been given time. And the devil, as you know, has been working feverishly to stop us. They can't stop us. They can slow us down until we get to the point where it has to be done, but they can't stop us. They have slowed us down. The last guy that factioned, did his best to take down our website. And then another lady who had previously factioned took down a bunch of videos and stuff. And it's all temporary. Everything's going back up. But better than it was, and reaching more people, and we'll be on time. Everything is working for the kingdom of God. He permits things for training. He permits evil people to be evil. But just know what's actually going on out there. You know, have your eyes open. What you're seeing is not a natural thing. Everybody's amazed because they've never seen people do this. They've never seen such stupidity among the leaders of nations to let their nation be invaded by people who want to kill them all. And that when these people do get in power, they will kill the very people that put them in there. And they haven't got sense enough to know it. So this is all following a script. And I just shared a little bit of the script with you here. It's all following a script. It's God's plan. It's happened before on a smaller scale in many places across the world. It's happening on a very large corporate worldwide scale now. Antichrist has been here all along, and it's been doing the same job all along. You know, but now at the end of the age is the biggest fulfillment of prophecy. Always the last prophecy is the biggest fulfillment of the prophecy. So, get ready. For now, you can do warfare against these demonic hordes and win. They are under your authority. Jesus has given the direction for us to do this warfare. You can do this now. You can win. You will. If you don't win, you may lose, but God will use somebody else. So fight the good fight of the faith. We pray. We get a word every morning of things to pray for. We get his direction for prayer, for warfare, and we've been doing it, and we've been seeing fantastic results. So you need to be doing the same thing, all you brethren out there who are faithful to God, who have faith, who have discernment, and understand these things. You know what you're fighting against. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on life, eternal, right? Praise be to God. Thank you, Father, for this temporary reprieve that we're going through. We know that the world is a cross and that we came here to die, just as our Lord. We came here to die and to have resurrection life. And Lord, help us not to try to use the power of God to keep from going to our cross, but rather use the power of God to fulfill his commands and stop the beast from taking over God's people and stop the beast from his assault on their minds and so on and so forth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the victory you've given us in Jesus Christ. And Father, we just ask you to bless Michael Hare with a good anointing, Lord, to share with the brethren as he comes And we thank you for that too, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, saints, good night.